You're thinking, oh my goodness, Betty, we want to get out of here on time. We want to go home. We want to be doing other things today. I have a lot on my mind right now after this service, actually, after the singing. I should have taught Lenny long ago how to talk and sing with a squeaky voice, because I've had one for a long time. That is just how it is. Are you guys glad to be here? Yeah, me too. However, I kind of wish you were up here and I was down there listening. So is there anybody? I kind of changed my mind, Lynn. I don't know if I want to do this. That'd be okay. Anybody else want to come? Anybody else want to speak? Oh, goodness. Happy Mother's Day one more time to those mothers who are here today. We thank you. The video, oh, my goodness, it just got me. I was already crying right at the very beginning as we watched that. What a great video. All the things that moms are about. And if you have a mom, then this is for you too. Well, I guess that pretty much takes care of all of us. We all have a mama, and that is so exciting. Well, I think that the way we need to start out, though, because it's kind of who I am, is to maybe tell a couple Mother's Day jokes. You guys want a couple? All right. Okay, now, after I ask the question, then you are going to say, and if you know the answer, don't give it. Just say, no. Like what? What's the answer, Mrs. Spooner? Okay? So the question is this. Do you guys know why kids give their mom a blanket on Mother's Day? Thank you. No, why is the question? Because they think that she is the coolest mom. See, you got it. Oh, good. How many of you already had that this morning? Did you look up like Google, you know, best mom jokes? Good. Anybody get a blanket this morning? For Mother's Day. All right, because you're the coolest. Second question. Here's the next joke for you. I know you're going to know this one. What kind of flowers are the best to give your mom on Mother's Day? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mums. Get it? You get it? Right? Right? Deanie, would you have called your mom mum? Ever? No, always Oma. Mama. Mama. Mums. All right. That's a good one. I like that. Did you get it, honey? Okay. He just got it. He just got it. All right. Next question. Here we go. Next little joke. Why was the house so neat and clean this morning on Mother's Day? Thank you. Just think about it a minute. Because your mom cleaned it all day yesterday. Right, Jen? Yeah. Ooh, ouch. That one's kind of a tough one right there. Question, joke number four, three, or wherever we are. What makes more noise than a child jumping on mommy's bed on Mother's Day morning? Two or three or four kids jumping on mother's bed on Mother's Day morning. Oh, goodness. All right, we need to wrap this part up. This is not all I have to say, but last one, one more. Why did the sea captain's mom go out on Mother's Day? To shop the sails. You got it, Beth. You got it. Yeah. To shop the sails. Well, there we are. The perfect segue. That is what you call the perfect segue. And you may have already noticed that I've got a ship here. And I've got a couple things. I think it's going to come up here. All right, good. We got it. We got all of our ships and the sails. Well, just about a month or so ago, I was asked to speak for you ladies this morning and to speak from a mother's heart. You men are free to listen in if you would like to this morning. But I thought, what am I going to share? What am I going to bring? And I do know so many of you, and you know me, and you know my life, and you know my love for the Lord. Well, you might know this too. This is the given. I have three wonderful children. They're the ones who make me a mom, and I guess qualify me to be the speaker this morning. I love you guys. I love you, Sally. I love you, Barry. I love you, Blair. And I have loved being their mom. I certainly have not done everything perfectly. Nope. There have even been times that I have wished that I had done something a little differently. You know, can we back up this ship? Can we turn it around? Can I do things just a little bit differently? But all in all, day in and day out, I found my greatest joy and the greatest fulfillment in loving and raising my three children. They truly have been amazing. I was thinking, when they were younger and just little, it seemed that the problems that we faced with each other were little problems. Things like stitches. You can talk to Barry about that. Many stitches. Maybe to my girls about having to have that perfect skirt to go with that nice shirt. And then all of a sudden, we didn't have the right shoes. Or maybe a sleepover that went bad. Those are problems that we faced as I was raising my children. But I still felt like at that time that I was at the wheel, that I was guiding and leading them. And when they experienced successes, I rejoiced with them. Student of the month, how much better does that get? Success behind the plate during a little league game. Wearing your white gloves in every family picture because it made you feel so beautiful. I'll never forget those, and I'm going to treasure those things forever. They're all in my mommy memory bank. I felt like the sails of my boat were soaring and that we were doing this job beautifully. I was doing my part to be the best, to do the best to my ability, that I received so much guidance from my own mom and from the Lord. Lenny and I had chosen, as our children were little and infants, that we would dedicate all three of them to the Lord publicly. We were committed to raising our kids in His ways. It was still, and it still is, the most rewarding thing that I have ever done. I must say that. And I want all three of you to continue to keep loving Jesus. More recently, if you didn't know, these are my kids over here. They have grown up, and they are big kids now. With that has brought incredible joy watching them in their lives and what they're choosing to do, their beautiful families. It also has brought bigger problems. You see, when they're little, I'm going to refer to that as the little problems. When we're bigger, we seem to have bigger problems. To be honest, at times, I have felt like my sails had been torn. In times like these, I have felt maybe discouraged. I have felt disappointed. I have felt helpless and powerless. Sometimes I just felt stuck, like I couldn't breathe, and even wondered if I could do this. As my sails had torn just a little bit more, I began feeling out of control. Why was I feeling like this? I mean, this is crazy. I bet you guys have already figured it out, a little smarter than me. I was trying to navigate these situations on my own. Remember, I had dedicated them to Jesus. Have you ever found yourself saying, come back? Come back to what you gave to the Lord. He has this. I mentioned that earlier when Lenny had asked me to share this morning. I just wasn't really sure what I would say. Yeah, I've got great kids. Our life is just wonderful. We've had so much fun together. And it's all true. That is so true. But what I wanted to try to help everyone with this morning is just to know that there are times that things just simply go awry. That very same week that Lenny said, hey, would you speak? I happened to be coincidentally teaching a kindergarten Bible story over at Harvest Christian School. And I was telling a very familiar story out of Matthew 8, 23. This story, like I said, just happened to be the next story that I was to teach to my class. As I shared the Bible truths and the God lessons to my little five-year-olds, I had a peace that this was my story. Matthew 8, 23 through 27, and some of you could probably say it by memory. Jesus and his disciples had been out talking, preaching, teaching, healing. And as I teach these stories to the kindergartners and the Bible truth comes out, they walked a lot. They walked long distances. They were tired. Jesus had instructed them to go to the other side. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" And then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Then men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey his voice." Personally, if you know me very well or I've ever shared in a group of things I love and things I don't, I do not like deep, dark water. I'm not a water skier. We do not own a boat. That just kind of freaks me out. I did not want to really have to ever be in the deep, dark water. I'm okay with being in the boat on the sea, but I am simply not okay with the sea being in my boat. You got it? You know? I don't want the sea in my boat. I really do not like my sails to be torn. Do you? I don't think there's any one of us who says, "Give me some torn sails." So as I was facing some dark, deep days myself, and the waters were deep, and they were dark, and they were dark, and they were deep, I couldn't breathe. And that is when I went to where Jesus was sleeping, and I shook him, because I wasn't sure if he saw me, or if he cared. But he did for me exactly what he had done for the disciples that day in the boat. Right in the middle of my storm on the sea with torn sails, he said, "Why are you afraid, ye of little faith?" And then he spoke, you know the words, "Peace, be still." This picture hangs in our home, and I love it. I've seen a few people walk up to look at it already. It is such a comfort to me, and I just love it. And I don't live very many deep, dark water days. I just don't. I don't like being there. And this is a picture of the very part of this verse when Jesus raises his hands and raises his arms and said, "Peace, be still." His very voice calmed my storm. He is still the same mighty, powerful, loving, caring God who has all authority in heaven and on earth. Amen. And he stills and quiets the storms in my life and can do that in your life. His quietness and peace, it fills our souls. He is my little boat of life. So go ahead. You can go shake him. Wake him up. Ask him. Talk to him. Tell him. He is there ready to help just as soon as you call out to him. I really can't explain it, but I began to breathe again. I regained lost hope, and I started feeling restored. Now, this is all in just this little short amount of time that I felt like I was in some deep waters. It didn't feel short, didn't seem little. It seemed like it was forever. Psalms 23, and again, I know you guys could quote this, you could say it, you would know the words before I speak them. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So where are you? Are you in a storm? Are you in the boat, the sea, or are you feeling like the sea is in your boat? And are you feeling like your sails are torn? Or if you have ever, you might be able to relate with me this morning. I've been a mama for 41 years. Yeah, you didn't know Sally was that old, but she is. I've been a mama for 41 years, and I've realized that we just cannot walk this alone. And I also learned, takes me a while, because I hate this part, but that if we walk in the light, that we're better to walk through things together. I had to, of course, go to Google and check for how to repel torn sails that have been ripped at sea. It's there. It's there. It's crazy. And here's what it said. Remember that sail repair can take some time. Respect that. That's what it said about torn sails on a boat. I think that's good. I like that. That helps me this morning. Let's not miss the blessing of helping each other. Helping to repair torn sails together. I want you to know that I love my family deeply. I love what the Lord is doing in us and what he's doing for us. He has restored some brokenness. I thank him earnestly and publicly. I want to thank him for restoring my soul. Lenny was going to hopefully get to sing In the Eye of the Storm this morning by Ryan Stevenson. And you probably know it, In the Eye of the Storm. You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Lord, bless you, mamas.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you. God is faithful. And through all things, God is good. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do not leave us nor forsake us. We celebrate your goodness, that even in the midst of the deep water, we also realize that deep waters can run still. That a current of your faithfulness holds steady. While the situations above get rocky and tossed and torn and emotions of fear can take over, Your goodness goes deep. As we used to sing, as we grew up, deep and wide, deep and wide. The fountains run deep and wide. Lord God, as we celebrate with the ladies in our life today, that we celebrate and thank them for all that they are, we just ask that you would continue to send us into your world as a reminder of your faithfulness as well. In this we pray. Amen. Have a great day. Thank you.